Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Yes, Samaya. My name is Sandra Parker, and a while back I ordered some earbuds, and I'm not quite sure where they came from, but it says Swift Nourish. Is that you?
So I actually work for a third-party contact center, and we do service a wide range of merchants. However, if you provide me with your zip code, I am able to see if I'm able to populate your account.
Okay. It's 19904.
19904. Uh-huh. Okay, and you say you're Miss Parker, correct?
Correct.
Bear me just a moment. Okay. Ms. Parker, for security purposes, can you please provide me with your address?
20 Heatherfield Way, Dover, 19904.
All right. Thank you so much for that. I see here that you have the Melody Pods as well as the Melody Watch. And that watch is a smart watch designed to monitor your heart rate, blood pressure, oxygen level. And those mini pods are compared to iPhone's AirPods. They are sound insulated, compatible with most devices. And I do see here where you signed in for that 14-day free trial on March the 5th, where you pay $7.92 for the pod shipping and handling, as well as $5.97 for that Melody watch shipping and handling. Now, I do see here where you've been charged the full price for the pods and the watch. Now, the account was set up on a 14-day free trial. It's not canceled and returned on about the 14th day. That's when you are charged the full price for the product. And it's not a reoccurring transaction. The account actually is showing paid in full now. So you will not receive any more charges, nor would you receive any more product going forward.
Well, I understand that. But I've been working with both the AirPods and I can't get the volume right in one of them, and I've gone online. I've tried to go with the manual. I've adjusted the settings on my phone. I still can't seem to get it to work properly. So, anyways, if there's just a number or a person that I can contact about, maybe they can help me, guide me through how to get this to work properly.
Give me just a second. Let me look. I think they do have, I know that they have an email where you are able to email them. If you need assistance with those AirPods, it's like the tech department.
Is it the same people for the AirPods and the watch? Because the
yes,
watch,
ma'am.
Actually, I charged it, but then about a week ago, I tried to charge it again, and at first it didn't charge, so I checked it to be sure I had it connected properly, and I did. But then once it seemed like it had been on there long enough, I took it off and I tried to turn it on. It wouldn't turn on. But then sometime within the next couple of days, it was on my dresser, and I went back, and it was on. So I'm not really sure what's going on with that unless it's something I'm doing wrong. So if it's the same people that I could talk to about or email about this, both products, then that's
mm-hmm.
great. But if not, I need another email for the watch also.
Okay. So it's going to be CS@MelodyPodsNow.com.
Melody Pods, I'm sorry, what was it? Now?
Uh-huh.
N-O-W?
Yes, ma'am.
.com. Okay. For both of them?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So then I just email them and hopefully I'll get some.
Yes, ma'am. The tech support should be able to assist you. And if not, just give us a call back and we can see what the next steps would be, if it's a replacement or if they'll be able to just troubleshoot them for you, okay?
Okay, very good. Thank you so much. I appreciate
you. You're definitely welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye for now.